it was illegal, and there was nothing worthwhile for the kids to play on. So the doctor came on board, and the kids in the area were consulted as to what they wanted in the play park, and they got it. And a man said to me last year, he says, you know, every area in Glasgow should have one of there. He says, it's great. The kids, it's getting well used, so much so the headmaster of the school at the end of the meetings, he says, I've only one complaint about the play park. St Bridget's School gets out later as Jory Glen Primary School, and the kids kind of get into the play park. You know, so that was one good thing. And there's a lot of other good things that came up with the drug rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. And alongside college came into what we call the base unit. It's the old shops in Tory Glen. It was opened up, and we got them at a nominal fee for the council.
Mm-hmm.
And alongside college goes in there, and they've got kids that left the school, dropped out of school. They weren't interested in education. They got them in, and a lot of them have went out of college. And there's also a place in there for getting jobs, and they've got ESO classes.
What's that?
It's for the asylum seekers, getting taught English and taught about Scotland, so that when they go for to get, see if they can stay in the country, they're able to answer the questions and do things, and they're also getting education. And they have other classes, like sewing classes, or it's to get the community. I'm on the Integrating Tory Glen Asylum Seekers Project, which is getting asylum seekers in for to help run organisations on their own if they get to stay. And they get all the help they need for to go to the Home Office and, as I say, answer all the questions so that he can stay in this country, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on, and there's an awful lot of folk in Tory Glen that doesn't realise exactly what is going on, you know. And the children family, and they've got the art project, which, again, I'm on the Arco neighbourhood group. Thistle Housing Association, they pay for the rent and the heating and the phone in this, but through the Social Inclusion Partnership, we got three computers for copying and you name it, into the flat, that anybody in the area can come in and get basic training on the computer, or use it if they want to. Photocopiers all free of charge.
Very good.
And we've also got a carers group in there. The person comes from the Prince's Royal Trust, Dixon Halls. She comes in once a month, but it's open every other Thursday for carers to come in and have a cup of tea, blather, or, you know, talk about their problems, just a wee respite. And then we have the Children Arts and Crafts, which again has been funded through Social Inclusion Partnership, Children and Family. We get art teachers in, and the kids have been doing that. And as I said to Wally a while ago, just out there, we did a photography session. Thistle Housing Association hired a professional photographer for to come in and teach the kids how to take photographs and how to put them on the computer. And we were out about every night of the week going to different organisations. As again, we had to get print out all the forms for the kids to get signed with their parents and talk to folk and ask their permission to take their photo and such like. And all the photographs were shown in the area right for the GF Shaw, right down to Thistle Housing on the railings. Mm-hmm. And then they were put in the big hall in the GF Shaw at night. They had a 2-day event. The Friday, it was kids in primary 7 and older that came in, went to a GF Shaw, and they did workshops talking about what they like about the area, what they would like to see in the area, and what they want to do. Mm. And there were about 50 of them turned up for that.
Right,
and then it finished with, on the Saturday, they had all the different organisations with stalls, and they had the asylum seekers doing the hair and doing the painting of the hands and feet and aromatherapy and thing like that. And it finished with a key late night. But they also had all the kids that had been involved in the area getting training, like they had the break dancing. It's a great success. They're coming for Gourock right up, and you'll see them in the city centre. They're mm-hmm. absolutely brilliant. They run about 6 feet up the wall and turn right over, you know. It's brilliant. And one wee boy, his mother works with in Norco neighbourhood with me. He does rap, and he was absolutely brilliant when they did a concert in St. Bridget. So much so, a scout was there, and he's now training with a professional. He's only 13, and he writes all his own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's really, really good. They were there, and the drummer, I had a drumming session. We were at an all-day training session, and they had a break, and they had the room all set up with drums every size. I was playing the bongo drums. The last she was doing it, though, she was brilliant. She played so much, and you just copy her.
Uh-huh.
And then she tell each yin when to come in. It was brilliant. I feel good. Anyways, they had the drumming classes, and they had them up on the stage, and they had the drama, you know. And folk were really, really, really surprised at what had been going on in Tory Glen. They didn't know,
mm-hmm.
you know. Although there's letters, there's newsletters, but I think you just take them, chuck them in the bin, you know. Mm-hmm. But it was really, really good.
Good.
So, other than that.
Well, you haven't always lived in Tory Glen.
No, I lived in Dunningavon Road. We got my mother-in-law's old house.
Uh-huh.
Just no long after we were married, we in 1953.
Mm-hmm.
Houses were hard to come by then. But my mum's name was the same as his dad, so it didn't cause any problem.
Right.
And then we moved up to Nitz Hill.
Mm-hmm. But before that, you were brought up in Hoyk.
Aye. 25 years in Hoyk.
So it'd be quite a change coming to Glasgow.
Aye, you could say that. An awful lot more shops.
Yeah.
Well, in Hoyk at that time, there was three picture houses,
mm-hmm.
and the mills were very, very busy. That's what I didn't put that in. I was a weaver to training, and went through all the different departments in the mill, and then that. But now, the Hoyk is, you know, the loveliest park suit, and it is really, really nice park. But in Hoyk now, the last time I was through, there were 9 charity shops on the main street.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And my sister was killing herself laughing. It took us 3 hours for to go through the 9 charity shops in the wee market at the end of the street. She says, "I'll no believe it, 3 hours to go along the high street." But it's even getting worse. I was talking to my sister just a fortnight ago, and she's saying there are another 3 wee mills closing down.
Mm-hmm.
There's no tweed mills in Hoyk, and there's very little knitwear now.
It's a shame.
I think it was a Chinese or a Japanese? I think it was a Chinese firm that took over Pringles.
Was it?
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
But Hoyk's no like what it used to be, no.
No.
They had an overspill area in it for the Glaswegians, but a lot of them have left and came out and on. A lot of the houses are just left.
Mm-hmm.
I've still got family there.
Yeah.
I've two sisters and cousins here, mm-hmm. you know.
You come from quite a big family, you said.
Aye. I've got 5 sisters and I had 3 brothers. Well, one brother was adopted. He was my cousin and my mother adopted him when he was 10. His mother and father died within a month of each other, you know. But he's dead now, you know.
Uh-huh.
But all the rest of them are still alive and kicking, including me.
So you have quite a lot of family get-togethers.
We did, aye. See, when we were wee, on the Sunday, you weren't allowed to whistle. You weren't allowed to play in the street.
Yeah, I remember that.
But my dad was a butcher, it was a family butcher firm, and they had this big cattle truck. It was called Big Bertha. And the other 2 men that worked in the butchers, and Dodd and his family, and my dad and mother and my brothers and sisters, we used to go in this big cattle truck and go on away picnics, you know. And it was good. And then we always went to the Sunday school. And then we went to the church with my grandparents. And then we all went to walk. Either that or we went picnics. Uh-huh. We could do anything we liked in the fields, but we weren't allowed to play in the street, you know.
Yeah.
But seeing that, looking back, it was happy. I mean, we just made our own fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in the winter time, we used to we used to get a lot of snow there. Yeah. Sometimes you snowed in, you were shoveling your way out. But we used to get, my cousins used to come out, and my aunts used to come out in the winter time. We used to tie about 6 sledges together. It was called a yokatola. And we'd gone up the hills and come right down the street, right round to the school. But if the police caught you, they used to take a sledge off you, you know.
Shame.
But saying that, it was, you know, we really did have great fun.
Yeah.
And we used to make games with shoeboxes and the stones out of cherries. We used to have peep shows and flick up into the box, put numbers on them, day in the pavement, you know.
Yeah.
You used to do games like that, you know.
What did you call that?
We just a peep show, we used to call it, because it was the pips with the plums, you know. We used to flick them at the hole.
Yeah.
And sometimes we used marbles, but you wouldn't get kids doing that now.
No, they wouldn't want to do marbles.
No. I mind we used to play cops and robbers with sledges as well.
Yeah.
One person would lie down on the sledge on their stomach, another one would sit on their back, and as he was going down, he'd jump for one sledge like that. he's looking, you know. The things we used to do, the kids would be called vandals now, you know.
Yeah. They might quite enjoy doing that.
Oh, it was good fun, aye.
Yeah.
I used to go in the boat with in the winter time with my dad's trousers on, with a belt tied round the middle and my Wellington boots up out the top of the trousers.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. We used to have good fun. The kids are all stuck in front of computers now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to do in the community flat, is to get them away from and get them interested in other things other than just being on the computer,
mm-hmm.
you know, not playing these games.
Because they don't even play outside much now.
No, no. Well, in Torrey Glen, they've got the play part to play in, but for to get any other facilities, there's not an awful lot unless they go into like the community centres and go in to different things in there, like judo or thing. But a lot of them are just no interested. All they want to do is hung about, you know. So, I mean, it's hard to get them, get their interest going.
Mm.
But when we set up this football team, they were standing at the door. They were supposed to be in for 6 o'clock, and they were there about 5 o'clock, in case their name wasn't in the book, you know. Uh-huh. Football, they were interested in. Yeah. And I was surprised that three girls even went in, Ted. But we're thinking we'll need to change our night for the arts and crafts, because when we took them in to the photography and break dancing, we lost two wee boys of the group to the break dancing. Now we've lost two girls to the break dancing. So we'll need to change for the Wednesday to another night.
Yeah.
The break dancing's winning hands down.
Even over the football.
Aye, well, we have the football on the Sunday for 12 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
And we're fortunate in getting the kids designed their own strip.
Mm-hmm.
In Thistle Housing, they got money for today things in the community. So I did ask them if they would do the strip for the kids, and we gave them the drawing that the wee boy done.
Mm-hmm.
The kids decided themselves who was the winner would.
Mm-hmm.
And we took it in, and Thistle are getting their strip made up for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But a friend of mine, he was involved with some boys' football team. It was defunct. And he gave us the strips that they've been using for training.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now involved with cultural and leisure and development, kind of mind that, DRS. And they've managed to get a coach free of charge, and the kids are getting trained in Holyrood Sports Centre free of charge.
Good.
So, got that going just now, but how long it'll last?
Yeah, it's never difficult to tell. Well, thanks very much.
Right, you're welcome.